Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program, Open Mic. And hopefully we'll have an engineer on board.
Yes, you do. You have me here.
Well, you could, we can call in and
you
talk
me?
About anything you want. And, you know, yeah, keep it clean or we'll have to give you the boot. All right, Inner Sight. Of course, yesterday, if you tried to listen to us, we dedicated an hour of silence to all the people who served this country, especially to those who lost their lives. Well, that was our way of attributing thanks to people. And that's why there was no show on yesterday, on Inner Sight. All right, open mic. Let's see. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. You need catering, that's a good place to go. Shelby's Kitchen.
Very good place.
Mm-hmm. Bayport, New York, 631-286-0444. Tom and Michelle, of course, who had Milton the guide dog, and our day for Milton on the 19th. I want to thank everyone who participated, and of course we remember Brian Baker, who donated the hall and who's in his very untimely death. So we remember Brian and the family. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank them for all their help. And they were a big factor in promoting the day for Milton. Thank you so much for that. Silo, give them a call. They got the ADA celebration coming up in July. Let's see. Nobody stopped on Long Island, one of our friends. Gary, dog food, cat food, 631-484-3085. And you can get free food for your animal. For your animal and medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. All right, let's see. What else we got on the list here? Oh, Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank them for all their help and promoting the day for Milton. Greatly appreciate that. My buddy over there, Angelo, and of course, John Corrado and the whole gang, Suffolk Bus Corp. All right, open mic, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East Takeda Rescue. Help rescue the Akitas and adopt one. You know, tell Joanne what you need the dog for, what you'd like to have the dog trained for, and I'm sure that they'd be happy to help you. Now, if you want a service dog and you'd like to investigate having an Akita, call us, you know, and we'll talk to you about it, and we'll talk to Joanne, and who knows, you get the right one.
That's
get
right.
A good, loyal. All right, Inner Sight, Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004 on the Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the youngsters that have passed and we salute them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. Hey, I want to thank Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, and keep saying those prayers because they're working. I'm told that, told that his wife is doing much better with the cancer. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Call Mr. Kennedy. All right, and thank you so much. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners, too, for their support of Inner Sight. All right, and all the people that came down to the day for Milton, all the people with their dogs, I didn't get all their names, but we gave out some free gifts. And we appreciate everybody's help in the day for Milton. Hey, this is open mic, 213-816-1650. You can talk about whatever you want. There's some interesting stuff in the news. And I heard that Elizabeth Holmes, some rich lady, had to report today to prison.
Couldn't
buy her way. Elizabeth Holmes. Now, wait a minute. That name is so familiar. Isn't that Sherlock Holmes' sister or long-lost cousin? Or
something like that. I don't have an answer. I wish I did. I could look it up.
I wish you'd stop interfering and stop interrupting. Elizabeth Holmes. Now, you know, that name is so familiar. And I wonder if, I wonder why, I should say, Sherlock couldn't keep her out of prison. You know, I mean, I'm sure that she has inherited some of the smarts from Sherlock Holmes, but evidently not. Violate the law. So some kind of, what was it, some kind of investment stuff? I don't know what it was. But she had to report today to prison. I don't know how long she'll be there, but I'm sure we'll be hearing about it. All right, inside open mic, and a story that I have for open mic, a weird, weird story. I went into the, I recently got this new thing called the Flexi Card. You can see it advertised on YouTube. So they give you three different cards, all right, that you can't read when you're blind. You know, you can't. I told them to put Braille on them. They still haven't sent me the Braille. Still haven't done that. You know, of course, there's no way to make them do it. There's no enforcement. Anyway, I went into one of the big stores. I'm not going to mention their name. With the card, and I went up to customer service, sure that they take this card, you know, and they said, "Oh yes, we take the Flexi card." Now, keep in mind, there's three different cards. So I made a purchase and went up to the register to pay for it. Come to find out that there's nothing on the card. Now, what happened was, because I can't read the card, I had three cards, three different ones. One is I learned this later. One is an ID card. One is for your dental. And the other one, and another one is for your over-the-counter stuff, you know, shopping and all that stuff. So I gave them the wrong card. Now, keep in mind that this is the same card that I handed and showed to the customer service people in the store and asked them, "Do you take this card?" And they said yes. You know, either not knowing or not knowing their business or not realizing that I'm showing them the wrong card. You know, they should have said to me, well, we take cod, but that's not the right one. Do you have another one? Which I had them right in my wallet, you know. But they didn't do that. They didn't tell me that that was the wrong cod. Now, my way of thinking, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know their business. So I went up to the register to pay, and the woman says, this card is empty. And I'm saying to myself, how the hell could this card be empty when I never used it in my life? Come to find out, I handed them the wrong card. So I called up these people, and a nice lady whose mom is blind explained to me, which should have been explained to me in the beginning, that there are three cards. One is the ID card, which is like a lightweight plastic. It has no raised numbers on it or nothing. All right, that's the ID card. The other one, the one you use in the store, has a strip on the back, which you can feel, as I was told by this lady on the phone. The other one, the third one, the dental card, has raised letters on it, which you can't read, of course. They're so close together. But that's how you can tell that that's the dental card. In other words, there are three different cards with three different indications on them. Now, I wasn't told this. I was sent literature that I can't read, you know. And because of these people's stupidity and because there's no enforcement of the law, this is what you got to go through. It's a good thing I had other means of financial provisions on me. Well, it was a friend of mine. I mean, he would have paid for it. I would have paid him back. But the point is, why we have to go through this stuff? Because there's no damn enforcement. Now, every company that's dealing with the public should have in their possession a Braille press. Now, I told this company, I'm not going to mention their name, that gave me these cards. By the way, this is all, you get this supposedly because for all the years paid into Medicare. You know, I mean, big deal. They don't give you nothing. They give you $25 a month for food. You know, and not that much for dental, and a little bit for vision and a little bit for hearing. But I was not told. And I got a call from one of the officials of this damn company. And I told him, I said, you know, I want Braille. I still haven't gotten the Braille. It's been at least, it should be mandatory. Every company should have a Braille press. Somebody calls up and they're blind. You ask them, do you read Braille? We'll get it to you. You know, if they don't want that, it should be in sound or whatever. But there's no enforcement of that. There's no damn enforcement. All right? Just like there's no enforcement on the public transportation. Now, out here where I live, there's some kind of a change is going on the buses with the enunciators. So in the meantime, they're not calling out the stops. I got lost once already.
Peace.
And you can't blame Suffolk Bus because it's not their fault. They've instructed all the drivers that they got to call out the stops. You know, they even gave it to them in writing. You know, so who the hell do you blame? You blame the people that are supposed to enforce the law, the government.
That's right.
They don't give one damn about us. They're not enforcing it. The same old crap all the way down the line. No enforcement. you know, and people get away with it.
You have callers.
They get away with murder. They get away with murder. You want an example of that? Look at the day for Milton. They murdered a guide dog and got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, if you want to call them. We got any callers?
Yes, we do, too, Larry.
Huh?
Yes, you do have callers. Did you hear
all
me?
All right, so who's on the line?
Okay, we have Lorraine, and we have, what's her name now? The one who plays this stuff on the phone. I just can't remember.
Oh, Pepper, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Pepper,
yeah. Yes, who do you want first?
So let Lorraine in, because we can get some applause. Hey, Lorraine, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Good. Can you line up some applause for us?
Yeah, I can go over there in the other room and get it. My glasses.
Yeah.
All
right,
get
in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, and all others.
Yeah.
What do you mean, all others? Well, you know, there might be a couple of bums out there. I don't know. All others. Here she is, live from Hollywood, Sweet Pepper Treat. Hello there, darling.
Well, howdy, y'all. Hey, ladies, how are y'all doing?
Doing fine, and you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. I hope my girlfriend's not listening, but...
That'd be in trouble.
Well,
yeah, you better believe it.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. If I had a girlfriend and somebody called me sweetheart on the air like that and she didn't go for it, I'd kick her out of here in a minute. I don't go for that stuff. Nobody runs my life but me. Maybe my dog. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, man, I don't go for that. I'm
okay.
A free person. I do whatever I want, when I want, how
that
I want, where
right.
I want. There you go, Sweet Pepper, baby. Didn't I tell them good?
Are y'all ready?
Yeah, yep. We're ready. What do you got? Do you
want
to announce it?
I've got some Shaggy going on, and I'm going to play Angel by Shaggy.
What the hell? Oh, Angel?
Angel.
Oh,
I'm just dreaming I'm shaggy with a company and time to tell me. This is one for the music about this.
You're a queen.
Is that what you call country rap?
No, I would just call that like reggae or something like that.
Reggae. Now, who was that? Was that Bob Marley?
No, that was Shaggy. His name's Shaggy.
Oh, well, they're going to say that guy Bob Marley took too many drugs. Anyway.
No.
Yeah. That song reminds me of Harry Belafonte. He had a song called She Took Me Money in a Run Venezuela. Remember that song?
Acalaca
Tumba took me money in a run Venezuela. About a girl.
Oh, yeah, it does. You're right.
Stole money from him and ran off to Venezuela without him.
Oh, boy.
I guess he wouldn't mind. What?
The next song I got is called Angels, but it's by Robbie Williams. Did you know him?
Well, let me finish my story. I guess Belafonte wouldn't have minded if she took him with, if he went with her. She stole his money and run to Venezuela. Whatever. All right, now what do you got? Robin Williams?
Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams. Is he a country singer? Or is he?
No, this is more inspirational.
Oh, gospel.
Yeah, kind of like. It's really
gospel
pretty.
Music?
It's really pretty. It's not really gospel. It's just, you'll have to listen to it. Now, that gummit.
All right.
But it's
temporary.
Let me hear it, doll. All righty. Here it comes.
All right.
Death an angel contemplate my faith. You know the places where we go when we're gray and old. 'Cause I have been to, that salvation lets the winds unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running from my head, and I feel the love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me when I come to call. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels. And I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she reads close to my bones. When I'm dead, I'm loving angels.
What's the name of that song, Angel?
I'm loving angels instead.
Loving angels instead.
Yeah.
All right. I never heard that before, but it sounds pretty cool. And,
it's really pretty. I really liked it, yeah. And I got a poem I'd like to say that kind of goes with
poem,
this, if you don't care.
I don't know. We don't mind. Go ahead. Let's hear it. Whip it on me.
Okay, hang on. Let me get my readers
girl.
On. Daggum, I got to get my eyeballs up there ready to go. Y'all know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
When you
wake
can't
up.
See, you can't see.
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Pepper's poem.
It's called An Angel's Teardrop.
You wrote it?
Yes, I wrote this.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I am small with a great fall. I come in thousands of drops, sent from heaven above, down below, to watch over your loving soul. Why do angels cry? For the sadness they see in your eyes. Where do angels' teardrops fall? Upon you and me, to cleanse us of all. Hang on. What if we could bottle an angel's teardrop? Bottle it, keep it, and take care of it. Then when we feel the pain, open the bottle and cleanse our hearts with the angel's rain. Thank you.
Oh, that's very creative.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Called the angel's teardrop. I never heard anything like that.
I wrote it.
Creative. Got to put that in a book.
It's all right. I just figured
I like
we could do some.
Got a ring to it. All right. Sweet Pepper will be back on Friday, right? With some crazy stuff.
That's right. I'll be here.
You have a good one.
All right. We love you.
All right.
So much. How about a round of applause for Pepper?
Huh?
Round of applause.
She's not there. She's jumped out a second.
Lorraine?
No, she's not there.
No.
She jumped out a second.
Anyway.
That's all right. I'm good.
It's a delayed applause. We'll try to get it on later.
Yeah.
All right. All right. In a sight. Sweet Pepper Tree, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Yeah,
take
we'll look forward to getting you on Friday night on the Funnies.
That'll
right.
Be
yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. And before I forget, I told my story before about the card, but I don't think I thanked the lady who straightened it out. Without the braille, her name was Jamaica. Weird name, but thank you, Jamaica. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Whatever you want to talk about, you know, keep it clean.
You have Love Drops, Louie.
And, well, Louie's a regular. Or maybe I should say he's an irregular.
That's true. So he is.
Irregular
Louis. Everybody.
Love All right, let's get Louis in here. Oh, Mike.
Okay, here comes Lou.
Louis the Lip. Live.
That's hi, Frank.
Inner Sight. Hey, how you doing?
Happy Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, you too. Was yesterday.
Yeah. Who's that lady? Pepper Treat?
Yeah. Did you go to the parade?
Nah, I wish I could go. I wish I could go over there and see Louie's face at the parade.
I witnessed the parade yesterday in town here. It was a nice little parade. Short and sweet. You know? I stood at attention. It was a cool parade. Drums. They had you know what they had that I love? They had the bagpipes. You know.
Yeah, I thought that's from Ireland or Scotland.
Yeah, Ireland, Scotland. And, you know, they were always on our side. So they honored the Scottish. Now, when you're Scotch, you really get authentic, you know.
Yep.
You know what you got to wear, right, Louis?
Yep.
You ever wear one of those kilts?
Yeah, well, I wish I could be an Irish dancer.
I had to wear one time. I was in a Scottish play called Brigadoon.
Yep.
With all everybody in the cast was blind, see? And we had to wear the guys had to wear kilts.
Yeah. How about get the right shoe that fits?
Yeah, right. One guy came along, and he, you know, blind people go, they stick their hands out, and he felt the kilt, and he said, "Oh, pardon me, miss." I said, "I'm not a miss."
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, the pepper. My name is Ron Rose. My name is Pepper Tree talking.
You Pepper Tree? Pepper Tree.
Number
broke.
Two. I'm telling you how to wear a kilt. Again, I'm watching a parade. I think my name is Tweet Pepper Tweet was watching a parade. He said, "Hello, everybody, country guy." Pepper Tweet was walking around playing country music through the earphones or earmuffs.
Earmuffs in the summer?
Oh, yeah. And then my name is Pepper Tweet. I'm giving out love jobs to the folks at for Rosanna Dan, and I'm talking to Pepper Treat about what's going on. You ran to the wrong bathroom with the swab in your hand.
Yeah. All right. Louis.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis. How are you?
How are you? How you doing? That was that
doing
repeat
well.
I saw on Thursday. About the guide dog organization, that's a repeat.
Oh yeah, we got to change it. We'll be in the studio a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to do a new show in a couple.
So
of
you're
weeks.
Happy I caught you on the Tuesday for the Monk and Mike.
Yeah. Well. I want you to call so you can promote the Friday show, you know?
Okay.
Give us a little rap about Friday.
All right, listen to this. My name is Pepper Tweet, and I'm Rosanna Dana. I'm your two fans of two ladies. Make sure you turn on Friday from 8 o'clock at night. So 9 o'clock p.m. It's gonna be the Frolics on Friday night. We got a lot of laughter between Rosanna Dana and Pepper Tweet.
Hey,
and I'm having a good time.
Question, Louis. Well, why? How come you sound like Joe Fencerbaugh?
Man, I'm Joe Fencerbaugh
like
talking. Hey, what's going on? Good to see you. Hey, I got a good salad on the side or a little trimming on the side and cold drink on the rocks. And dessert is my favorite dish. How about, Rock? Can you cook me a fresh dish?
Yeah. Joe Fencerbaugh, I go in the back door of the brewery because his wife is after him. He can't go in the front door.
Yeah.
Goes in the back.
Hey, Ralph.
All
hey,
right.
Ralph Brandon burned the chicken.
Yeah.
Wait, he burned it. He got stuck in his shirt.
Yeah.
He just put the trimmings inside, the stuffing in the turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. The stove got messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wanted to eat that.
Hey, Louis. You know how to cook.
I cook in the breakfast. I had scrambled eggs and sausage.
That
you know how to do that?
No, I don't cook. My mom cook.
Oh, yeah. I knew a guy one time.
Yeah.
He tried to cook. The only thing is he cooked a shoe.
Yeah.
He was going to eat it. He's trying to tender it up.
Yeah, I know.
I think
something like that.
I think
you know what I mean?
A little mentally distraught, to say the least.
Hey, Ralph Brandon, want to borrow my fresh sock?
What?
Hey, Ralph Brandon, want to borrow my dirty sock? You want to wear it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Give a little message to all our Spanish listeners. Tell them about Friday night.
Damas y caballeros, yo soy Luis Rivera, Love Drops. Es el viernes de 8 de la 9 de la noche, el programa de Frank Perino, Inner Psych, el Folex. Su variedad es de comedia del Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper with a swamp in the hand. Es el baño de muchachas.
La comedia es finito.
Ah, sí, yeah. Suzanne, sure you tune in el viernes de 8 de 9 de la noche, el viernes, con Inside Black Talk, Radio de Black Talk. Así, oiga, arroz con pollo, habichuela, el tostone, el whole yard.
Oh, Louis is going to cook all that.
Yeah.
Was that Lorraine?
I don't know where Lorraine. Lorraine, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, can you give us some
applause? Hi, Lorraine. This is Louis.
Hi, Louis. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I was translating Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Pepper Treat. I gave her a round of applause.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're clapping at a commission.
Lorraine.
What now?
If you can.
I'm trying to find my applause. I think I left it. Yeah,
what
I didn't lose.
Did
I probably left it when I was doing something for a friend of mine, and I was
your
using it.
Went on strike, ladies and gentlemen. They want more money.
But I can give y'all an air horn.
All right. Inner sight. Thanks, Lou.
Hey, when the show's ended, I want to thank Louis Rivera for Inner Sight. You got to say that before you off the air.
All right.
Okay.
No,
hey,
right.
Suzanne, I love
you. Hey, I love you too, Lou.
Okay, I'll call you Friday. I have a laughter.
Oh, yeah. Oops. That was my fault.
Okay.
You
want to?
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Lorraine?
Yes.
Why don't you tell people about your show while you're out here?
Okay. My show is called 21 and Up Chill Lounge, and it's a variety type of show, and it's Wednesday, Thursday, and it's going to be Saturday, Sunday as well. The number to that is 319-527-6201, and it's from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., which I'm going to be trying to change it sometime this week, hopefully, if they, you know, go well. It'll be from 7 to 8 p.m. That's what I'm trying to do right now, because I have a segment this Thursday called the Q&A.
Nice.
So that's the reason why I'm trying to change the hour.
You know, decide on one time and stick to it. People will get more used to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
so,
category. Frank, when she does the category, she has to stay to one category. Otherwise, people don't listen to more than one category. It has an effect on the show.
Well,
like Thursday nights is going to be Q&A nights.
Nice.
Right? And then on the weekend, it's going to be, it'll be sort of like whatever floats your boat on Saturday. It'll be an open format, It's an open format for whatever they want to do. If they want to sing a song, recite poetry or book reading or stand-up, they can do it on that day. Yeah.
Oh, great.
And then I'm going to be having a segment, too, that's called Sports Talk. With two good friends of mine, who's going to, I'm having to have that time slot to do it on there.
Well, you only got a half an hour, so you got to time everything.
Yeah, that's why I'm adding another, a different time. I'm adding more of a time to it, like 7 to 8. So it'll be at least one hour they'll have to do.
Expand the show, then you'll have more time.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Your show is what, tomorrow night at 6:30, Lorraine?
Yeah, that's Wednesday. 6:30 to 7
p.m. Give that call-in number.
And Thursday. Okay.
Give the call-in
number again. Okay, that call-in number is 1-319-527-6201.
All right, that's
there you
tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 21 and up, Chill Lounge. Yeah.
For 21.
Yeah, 21 and up, Chill Lounge is from Club Lorraine, 21 and up Entertainment. Yes. That's from my
All right.
Yeah.
And this is Inner Sight open mic. If you want to dial in, 213-816-1650. And I hear in the news, and which, by the way, doesn't impress me.
Mm-mm.
I hear in the news that McCarthy and Biden got together, and supposedly they're going to settle this business with the debt and keep the country flowing, keep the country open. Well, isn't that what they're supposed to do?
Yeah.
You see how these politicians are manipulative, how they want people to think that they're doing something so damn grand? They're only doing their job. What the hell is so grand about the fact that they can keep making money and keep the government open? That's what they're supposed to do. But they want to dramatize it. To make people feel, oh, I got to vote for this guy. He saved the country. Bull. He doesn't give one damn about the disabled. There was a guy tonight that I happened to catch by accident on YouTube talking about how this administration is going after all the retirees that are coming up with a very high tax on their their retirement, and that Biden voted for the some years back voted for the Social Security tax, and now he's going after these people. Why the hell don't he get rid of these damn nursing homes instead of taxing retirees who work for their money? Get rid of these nursing homes. Save those billions and billions of dollars. I tell you, man, I don't give you 2 cents for any of these damn politicians.
Mm-hmm.
No way. No way. I'm not voting for any of them. I'll vote for the person who does something now to prove to me and to the millions of people who need help that this is a demonstration, an example of what I'm going to try to do. Do it now. Do something now to prove what you're about. That's my take on politicians lately. And I've had a lot of personal experience with these guys who never did a damn thing for us. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, if you have an opinion out there, 213-816-1650. I want to dial in and sound off. Let's see, tomorrow night is our nursing home show, theme of which, tomorrow night, doctors and nurses don't care about people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you all the reasons why tomorrow night. And I dare any doctor or nurse to come on our show and defend it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love you to come on the show and defend the fact that the medical profession does not give a damn about people in nursing homes. If they did, they wouldn't stand by and let people be mistreated and neglected and
mm-hmm.
all that.
Yeah.
They do something about it. And they have the means and the power to do something about it. And they still don't.
Nope.
And that's the theme for tomorrow night show. Friday, of course, is the funny. I don't know what Thursday night is. I don't think we picked out a title yet, Thursday.
No, we didn't.
We'll come up with one.
Yes, we will.
All right, and tonight, open mic, and 213-816-1650. So you know you want to pay attention to these politicians. Look at this guy in Florida now. The latest news on this Sanchez guy, you know, he's raising money. All right. See how they operate? He's raising money.
Mm-hmm.
Pain. How come they don't raise money to keep people out of nursing homes? They don't even have to put their own money in it. Just
that's
pass
right.
a law that the agencies are allowed to do it. You see? Everything that these politicians do is surrounded with money. Think about it. Think about it, world. And then they go crooked and they wind up in jail and stealing and all that. Crazy, man.
I'd like to say something when you get a chance.
Oh, go ahead. Talk.
Okay. I remember I told you I got caught up with that nurse who said to me that our show was being recognized, and actually people were, listening to it a lot. So I was like, that really sounds interesting. Well, why didn't you tell me this long ago? Because I happen to know this nurse very well. So that bothered me, actually. I know, this friend of mine, and they're not helping me with anything that I need in terms of, anything, So the woman
don't
told me.
They'll testify against you. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Push come to show. They're not going to help you.
I'm sorry? No.
They'll testify against you. They will not help you.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I'm familiar with that, too. I've been in situations that...
So why do you follow with them? Stay away from them. They know where we are.
That's right. No, I just felt bad because we really fight hard to help people,
mm-hmm.
and then she took it the opposite way. That's the only thing that bothered me the most.
Well, that's her problem.
Yeah.
Anybody who defends these nursing homes, that's their problem. They have no case.
No, they don't.
No reason to defend these nursing homes because every day, people are neglected in those places severely.
Oh, yes,
some
they
people
are.
Die.
Severe. My mother did.
Every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if they really want to do something for us, let them get together. We'll have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll explain to them what
mm-hmm.
needs to be done. We're not asking them to do anything bad.
No,
we're
that's the problem. They don't realize
good.
That. Exactly.
No, wait a minute. I disagree. They do realize that. They don't give a damn.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow night's show.
I know.
If we're wrong,
you're right about that.
Prove it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's see if they're going to prove that we're wrong, that nurses and doctors don't give a damn about the people in the nursing home. They're going to prove that we're wrong?
Nah. I hope so.
I do,
but
too.
I don't think so. Yeah.
They get people coming from the hospital, from the nursing home into the hospital, half dead. They'll give them some antibiotic drugs in a few days or a week, and they'll send them back to the damn place that almost friggin' killed them.
That's true. That's what happened with my mom.
They don't have to do it.
No, they don't.
Don't have
and
my
to do home that she
they
had
can
all these
call
friends
us
in.
And stand up with us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What?
I said that. Yeah, let me let her say something, please.
Lorraine,
okay.
What did you say?
Mm-hmm.
My aunt is back into the hospital again.
Oh, Mom.
Yes, she didn't relapse again.
I'm sorry.
True, because they don't do. They keep doing the same crap. They don't help people.
Yes, backwards.
They see it doesn't help. Why do they keep pumping people full of the same shit? Excuse me.
But it's you're saying the truth there.
They
just keep pumping until you die. Yeah.
They don't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
The few extra $1,000 that they get, and that's it. That's all they care about.
That's true.
All right, in a sight, we care.
Oh, yeah.
And people know that we care, and we're going to keep on doing these shows until something's done about it.
That's true.
Tell you the truth, I wish I could know what's going on with my aunt, why she keeps going back and forth. When she comes home, she's fine. She's in her right mind and everything. Then she ends up going back into the hospital, babbling and all that again. I really think somebody in that nursing home is doing something to her. I really, truly believe that, and I feel it.
What if they're doing something
to her? We should
do
some surprises. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Neglecting her.
Yeah, they are.
That's what they're doing to her.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
giving
helping
her. Giving her the wrong medication or something purposely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's certainly not in a healthy environment, that's for sure.
No, she isn't.
All right, so, anybody like to join us tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show, you know, feel free.
Cool.
And we welcome people who want to talk about this issue. We have any more calls?
It's a big one. No, we're good.
What are you mumbling about?
You asked me a question, and I told you no. Where could you send me
before
any other
that,
callers?
You were mumbling. You've been mumbling throughout the whole show. You're supposed to be the engineer.
Sorry. Yep, I am.
All right, 8:58. We got to get out of here. Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night on our nursing home show. Hey, Lorraine, did you find your applause?
No, I didn't find my applause button.
Right.
I ordered another one, too, as a backup.
Yeah.
That's good.
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank all our callers. Over 120,000 listens and growing. Inner Sight. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank Lorraine. Thank Suzanne, engineer, and everybody.
You're welcome.
To make the show happen. All right.
Thank you. You forget your
Inner Sight. Tomorrow night. Wednesday, nursing home shows becoming pretty popular.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good
inner,
night.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.
All right, y'all.
You take care.